And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Children, can you guess who I am? Shepherd, someone said, yes. And I want to tell you about a night I will never forget. I was with a group of shepherds in the fields outside of Bethlehem, and we were watching over our sheep. And all of a sudden, there was the brightest light that you can imagine. I mean, we had to shield our eyes. It was like in the middle of the night, it was like sunlight, like bright as day. How could that be? I want to back up for a minute. Will you be willing to back up with me? I want to explain, how could it be? What is this all about, this bright light that we saw? So think with me, children, put on your thinking caps. If someone was a great king, a great ruler, would a great ruler live in a little mud hut? Would that be possible? No. A great ruler lives in a glorious palace, of course. And so it is with God. God is the greatest. I mean, God made everything, right? And God lives in the most amazing place, more wonderful and beautiful than we can imagine. We call it heaven. Where God lives in God's, the center of his presence, that place is so much stronger, more powerful, more pure, more bright and shining than everything down here on our earth. Did you know that you and I, the way we are right now, we can't live in heaven? You know how, could a fish jump out of water and live out in the air for very long? Or could a cat or a dog go under the water and just stay there and swim around and live there and eat down there, right? Well, sort of like that. For us ever to be able to live in God's presence in heaven, we have to be changed, totally changed. We cannot live there. And do you know this also? You know how you could get in a car or you could walk with your feet and you could go to the grocery store, you could go to someone else's house. Can you get to heaven that way? Like we often say heaven, we point up, but could we get in a spaceship and go up into outer space and look, oh, and then we find it and we enter it. Could we get to heaven that way? Right? So you would think then that it wouldn't be possible for beings from up there to come down here. You would think, but you'd be wrong, right? And God has living with him in heaven powerful, powerful beings called angels. And sometimes God sends his angels down to earth. And often when he does, he has the angels come looking totally bright, shining. And part of the reason God does that is to tell us there is another world, not like our world. There is a world that's so much more glorious than our world. And that these angels come from that bright and shining place, heaven, and they come from the presence of God. They've been with God, and they come down to us. And that, children, is why I was a shepherd in the fields of Bethlehem, and all of a sudden this bright, shining light came, because God had sent an angel to us. And the angel said, "I've come to tell you about a baby who's been born. The most special baby that's been born. You know, this baby, you cannot give this baby like just one name or just one title to capture what this baby is all about. You guys remember the last few Sundays if you were here. We were talking during the Sunday morning service about the wise men bringing gold because the baby Jesus is a king, and frankincense because the baby Jesus comes from the temple and is a priest, and myrrh because he came to be a sacrifice and to die. And so the angel also said to us, this baby is the Savior, and this baby is the promised king, the Messiah promised long ago, and this baby is the Lord God. So this is just amazing, all the things that this angel said to us. But children, I haven't even gotten started yet. I haven't even told you half of the story yet. Can you imagine what happened next? All of a sudden, the whole sky was full of angels, like millions of them. And if you thought it was amazing to have one angel talking to you, you cannot imagine what it was like to have a sky full of angels singing to you. And that's what happened. It's really quite remarkable. So I want to tell you what the sky full of angels had to say to us. Do you want to hear that? That's where we're going next. All right. So, children, have you ever been to a concert? Like you've heard musicians playing instruments or people singing, and there's an audience and there's the performers up front. And what does the audience do if they really like the music? When the music stops, what does the audience do? Yes. Now, what if it's better than good? What if it's really, really good? They not only clap, what else do they do? Right? So sometimes they might, the whole audience might all clap and stand up. What do we call that? Standing ovation. But yeah, someone said encore, encore. That's like, could you sing some more? Right? People might whistle or shout depending on what kind of concert it is. If it's Bach, they might stand up and shout. Have you ever been at a concert where they do this? And they shout, bravo, bravo, or encore, right? So we angels up in heaven, we can see what happens on earth. And we saw when the baby was born. And when the baby was born, we angels in heaven, we let out a shout. Amazing. He's done it. The Lord has done it. We always knew how great God is. But now we could see in more clearly who he really is. We could see in a new way what God is really like. It's hard to explain, but right, so God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Father sent God the Son to earth, and that baby was in some way God himself present on earth. And we in heaven are seeing this happen, and we think, this is impossible, but it's not impossible. And so we were full of joy and praise, much more than any audience on earth giving a standing ovation or shouting out praise. By the way, this is a word we don't usually use when we think about concerts and so on. But when an audience stands and praises musicians, they're glorifying the musicians. They're saying, you guys are great. You guys are great. That music was glorious. And that's what we were doing in heaven when the baby was born. We were giving glory to God. And we were there in heaven, in the highest place. Another reason that we were glorifying God in that moment was because he had been promising for hundreds of years that he would do this. And now he had done it. And so we angels in heaven were glorifying God. And then we angels came, and the angels came and told us shepherds that they said, there is glory, glory to God in the highest. In other words, glory is being given to God in heaven. Does that make sense so far? You with me? All right, so we got glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, what is it? Has someone under 12 tell me, and on earth? No? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth? Peace. Peace is the word. Children, what does peace mean? Can someone tell me what is peace? Someone want to try? What is peace? What is peace? Yeah, so let's imagine two children fighting. Or two people fighting. And then one of them says, somehow realizes, oh, this is terrible what I'm doing. I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me? And the other one says, yes, I forgive you and I'm sorry. I was right. And they give each other a hug. What's happened? What is going on in that room now? There's peace, right? That's peace. I'm a shepherd. Here's something I like to think about. Children, what happens when wolves and sheep get together? What happens when wolves and sheep get together? The wolves have a nice dinner. Yes, the wolves eat the sheep. But God had promised through his prophets, he had promised long ago that there would come an age when wolves and sheep would play together and no one would get eaten. Right? And God had promised that there would be an age that would come when people wouldn't fight with each other, but would love each other. There'd be peace between people. And that God would come and forgive people's sins and change their hearts so that people would stop being selfish and proud and hard-hearted towards God. There'd be peace between God and people. And what we angels were realizing was that this was the time with this baby, God had brought in this new age of peace. And what has happened now is this age of peace, and especially peace between God and people, and peace between people and people, it's happening in the church. And this message of changed hearts and peace between God and people, it's been spreading for 2,000 years all over the world, across the centuries and the continents. And it's not reached its fullness yet. Jesus will come back and he'll bring in the complete version of this age of peace, even peace between wolves and sheep. And then there will be no more evil, and all that will be left is peace. The other thing the angels said to us is that this peace is certain. Children, can you imagine this with me? Imagine you come to church, you see people who follow Jesus, and you see them loving each other. Or children, imagine that you have a sense that God loves you, that God's forgiven your sins, that you have a relationship with God. But then you see a little bit of something that's not quite right between people and God or people and people. And you wonder, you say, is this peace real? What if this peace is just, it's just temporary? It's going to go away. It's going to be gone in a second. Maybe it's not really very very strong. Maybe it's not very good peace. Maybe I'm just making this all up in my head, right? Well, one of the ways you know what a gift is like, including the gift of this age of peace, is knowing where it came from, who gave it to you, and why. So, for example, children, let's say you get a Christmas present from one of your relatives. Let's say you get a Christmas present. Maybe it's from a grandmother or grandfather who you know that they love you very much. Maybe your grandparent says to you when they give you the gift, they say, you know, this is a very special gift. This is a gift that my grandparents gave me, and I've been saving it up for a long time for you. I've been meaning to give it to you, and now the time has come. I'm going to give it to you. What do you think about that gift? If a gift came to you like that, but what about this? What about a different relative? A different relative gives you a gift. This is a grumpy relative, kind of snarly, and says, here, kid, have it. My wife told me I had to give it to you. Like, what would you feel about that present? I mean, if I were you, I'd hide it because I think that relative might come in the middle of the night and take it back, right? That's not a very, very good present, right? And so what the angels, the sky full of angels, said to us is that this gift in the baby who's bringing in the age of peace, this gift comes from God's good pleasure. Some of your older English Bibles say that it comes from, it uses the word goodwill, which is fine as long as you understand that's a reference to God's goodwill, God's good pleasure. You see, God is God. He can do as he pleases. And it pleased God to send the baby and to send in the beginning of this age of peace. Some of you will want to write down Luke 10:21, because Luke 10:21 helps us understand Luke 2:14. In Luke 10:21, Jesus says, Father, I praise you that you've made known what you're doing to the humble and not to the proud. And the fact that you've made it known to the humble and not to the proud was your good pleasure. And it's the same word the angels used to speak of this gift of peace. It's not something where we please God and therefore he gives us the age of peace. No, rather, this age of peace came because it's rooted in God's plan and God's favor upon his people. Okay, children, how are we doing? I have an assignment for you, okay? Today at lunch, I want you to ask your parents, say, the millions of angels, right? We had the one angel, but then we had the sky full of angels. When we had the sky full of angels, they told the shepherd about two things, and you have to ask your parents, what were the two things? And children, I'm going to tell you now what the two things were so that you can test your parents and make sure they get the answer right. Okay? The two things were glory and peace. You got that? Glory and peace. And did you notice the glory and the peace were in two different spots, two different locations? The glory was in heaven and the peace was on earth. And the glory and the peace, they were meant to be given to two different beings or people or peoples, right? Because the glory was going to God and the peace was going to God's people. The glory was the angels praising God in heaven in the highest place, and the peace was coming on God's people, and it was certain because it was coming out of God's good pleasure. And there's a relationship between the glory and the peace. Think with me about this. So it's because the peace and the age of peace was coming in with the baby and the angels saw what God was doing. It's because of the peace coming on earth. That's why the angels were giving glory to God, praising God. They saw it and they said, he's done it. We're praising him because what he's done on earth, and we're praising him in heaven. And what the angels came, the angels, a sky full of angels, speaking to us shepherds, and they said, we were just up in heaven praising God for what he's done, and our joy was so full, it bubbled over. We had to come down and tell you shepherds, so that you shepherds could go see the baby, and you shepherds could go praise God yourselves, and you could tell other people that they could praise God. And also, we wanted you shepherds and the story that you told about what we told you was happening in heaven, eventually your story would make its way to a man named Luke, and Luke would write it down in his book. the Gospel of Luke. And the Gospel of Luke, the story, which would include the glory in heaven, the praise in heaven, that story made its way through the church and around the world over the last 2,000 years so that everyone could know about that glory in heaven and so that even you and me here today could join in that heavenly praise, that glory to God in the highest because of the peace that he brought on earth. And so that's our privilege, that we get to join in the praise that the angels gave to God that night.